For the next hour, we're talking dirt on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Good afternoon, everybody, and good afternoon, Tony, on my left.
Good afternoon,
David. And good afternoon, Mr. Phil Bush, operator of all things radio.
The one operator to rule them all.
Yes. So wonderful to see y'all. And we're all 6 feet up instead of 6 feet down. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Folks, this is the Vacuum Cleaner Show, Talking Dirty. That was Tony's idea. It's David Lord, Tony Lord. We've got our family in this business. We've been doing this since 1954 and three generations. We've been around a long time, and we've been repairing lots and lots of vacuums over that period. We got two locations, one in Westmobile, about a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, and then we have a store in Fairhope, about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Our hours were 8 to 5 during the week. 8 to 4 on Saturday. Tone, give them your Fairhope number.
Absolutely. The number out there to call me is, of course, 251-928-9286. And I cannot recall if you gave the actual address. It's 19551 Greeno Road, or that's Highway 98. It's all the same.
All the same. And over at Cottage Hill, it's 661-3549. Listen to our show, for goodness sakes. But when you get through, or while you're listening, unless you're driving, I want you to go to our website, aavacuum.net. Of all the research that you're doing, if you skip out on our website, you're going to miss out on some things. We have the very best of everything, and then what we do is we add extra warranty to it. We want to create the greatest value that you could get for your money. We are the home of the Infinity vacuum line. And what the heck is that?
We're going to tell you.
It's simply the best vacuum line ever made, with the longest warranty and the greatest service plan ever given. I mean, really, I want you to imagine, instead of buying a vacuum and throwing it away every year and a half, or buying a vacuum and getting it repaired every year or so, I want you to imagine up to 7 years never paying for any repairs, never paying for any tune-ups, never buying filters, being able to rent for free the best carpet shampooer in the business, and it doesn't just stop there. We give you the chemicals that goes with that as well. Because the way we look at it, when you buy the best, then the upkeep is on A&A Vacuum. We handle all of that. So there's nothing worse than buying a product, and hey, it wasn't cheap. But then you find out that the upkeep is far more expensive than the product itself.
Yeah.
And you'll find that with vacuum cleaners, that will always be outstanding. So that's what we do. We take away the worry and the money aspect of keeping these machines up. And guess what? You're going to compare us to Amazon, and we are always going to come out with a far better deal. Now, hey, we've got a great show for you today.
Yes, we do.
We've got Tony. Tony's right here.
I'm here. Say something.
There he is.
He's going to talk about shampooers.
I see you over there.
Repairs.
Sort of.
Rentals.
Kind of.
And sales. A very important item in every home, because your pets put the poo in shampooing. And that's why we do this, guys. I hate to dance around the fact that that's what we use our shampooers for, but I happen to know that's what I work on every day. And you know what? We're thrilled to do it. It keeps food on our table. And I promise you this, no matter how bad your shampooer, your vacuum, anything looks, it will never look worse than mine. You never, ever have to be embarrassed. And then I want to take some time later in the show to praise our first-class repair facility. We got some guys that are tireless in the way they work, and they're tireless in the way they want the vacuum to look, run, and smell.
Yes.
They go to every end to make sure it is a spotless, clean machine, that it's going to smell good and it's going to run like it's brand new. So, if you're interested in what kind of work we do and how we do it, I'm going to explain that. And then a lot of this you can later check out on our website as well.
Yeah.
So, let me just say this. A lot gets made about millennials. And most of it that I get to hear is always bad. But I think I can say this. They have done such a great job. And remember, I'm talking about my children here. But what a great job they've done in embracing the internet, all aspects of it. They have the ability to get information immediately. And what a great thing. You know, back in our day, we didn't have Amazon. If we had a question, we just went and asked Dad.
Exactly.
Hey, Dad, who repairs vacuums? He'll go, oh, go to Dave down the street. He's a great guy. Tell him, give him my name. And that's what. Okay. Nobody accesses that anymore. And while we are going online, we're checking out reviews, what I'm going to ask you guys to do is ask your friends. I promise you, in three generations, we've worked on your friends' vacuum cleaners, and I can guarantee you we will have a great rating with them. Ask your parents, your uncles, your aunts, because, again, reviews are great. You don't know where they're coming from or what their motivation is, but if you deal with somebody that is directly dealt with us, I think you're going to come away very impressed.
I think still word of mouth is the best way to transmit information from one person to another. So I think that's what David is talking about. That has worked for decades and even centuries of getting information to people, and I don't think we need to put that on the back burner just yet. This internet thing is a great thing. It's great for getting information quickly, but there is nothing like proof coming from the horse's mouth.
Yes. And you know, Demontris Beasley, who works for us, he's 22 years old. He's been with us for really almost 2 years now.
Yes.
He had a customer come in the other day, and I thought this was a great thing that he did and the way he approached it, and it's what we would always want to happen. But, you know, usually when you go into a specialty store,
yes,
there is a little fear. And listen, it ain't just you. I am the guy that when it's 9 o'clock and this whatever store's about to open, I sit in my car and I wait for you to get out and pull on the door first.
Yes.
Just to make sure it's really open so I don't feel like a fool. So I understand if somebody goes into a specialty store and says, you know, I'm afraid they're going to grab a hold of my leg or something like that. And the fact is, Demontris picked that up very quickly on some customers. Look, they said, we're here to look. And I think they said, we're here to look about four times. And he said, you know what? Let me stop you here. I'm going to make this very easy. I'm going to show you my best products. I'm going to tell you about them. And then I'm not going to ask for the sale. I'm just going to hand you our flyer. I expect you to go home and talk about it with each other and decide on what you want, and I hope you choose us. Now, the beautiful part of that is he went on and showed them stuff. They were very confident in him and in us. And look, they bought that day. But I want to be very clear. I don't expect you to do that. As a matter of fact, I expect you, like so many businesses, I expect you to think about it. This is a lot of money we're spending on stuff, and you want it to be money well spent, and that you can pat yourself on the back later and say, man, this was a good purchase. And that's what I'm saying. If you have a chance, don't just go online and look for reviews. And by the way, ours are outstanding.
Yes.
But ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask your parents. And I'm telling you, somebody will have dealt with us and had a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Phil, how much time we got left?
Very little. That, I tell you, Phil, you put the I can back in Mohican.
Very good.
I had to do that.
Folks, Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum Art. We're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually Tony Lord, but never fear, David is still with us. He is to my right, and we got Phil Bush across the table.
Here I am.
Moderating beautifully. We are from A&A Vacuum, and you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got two locations for you. In Mobile, we are at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. It's about a block and a half west of University on Cottage Hill. The number out there, 251-661-3549. For you folks in Baldwin County, we have a Fairhope location. It is 19551 Greeno Road. That's Highway 98. The number out there is 928-9286. You must get on our website. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. You will find all kinds of information. Our entire lineup of vacuums, little snippets of video, little tutorials, and there are also categories, specialty categories. So if you're interested in a specific type of product, whether it be one of our Infinity vacuums, for we are home of the Infinity vacuum, go to that area, click on it. You'll get all the information you need. So again, it's aavacuum.net, A-A-V-A-C-U-U-M. You will also learn about shampooers, which is exactly what I want to spend this segment on. And excuse me for the hoarseness of my voice. In February, when we have this up and down in temperature, it plays havoc with my allergies. So bear with me. I feel fine. Anyway, no, as I say, I want to reserve this segment for carpet shampooers. And really in doing so, the best way I think is to separate or bracket this category into two subsections, either shampooer sales and shampooer rentals. However, as with everything else in our business, it all emanates from repairs. That is always the base of the business. And to tell you the truth, folks, both of our locations are averaging, oh Lord, 100-plus repairs, more than that a month. And that number is steadily growing each year as, you know, many of the companies in this industry are finding plenty of creative ways of manufacturing the principal components as cheaply as they can. Now, when I say carpet shampooers, what I'm referring to is what is often termed a hot water extractor. And what I want you to do is try to visualize a regular upright vacuum for those of you who are not familiar with this. Visualize a regular upright vacuum with the addition of a pump that shoots out solution and two reservoirs. And it operates by discharging a mixture of hot water and solution into the carpet with either a set of rotating brushes, or you'll have a roller bar underneath, something akin to a regular upright vacuum brush roll. And it's indicative of any moving brush. It's going to agitate the carpet fibers, and while concurrently working the fluid that it shoots out to loosen up the grime and the stains. Now, as the machine works, the suction that it produces will draw out the moisture, extracts it, which is why it's called an extractor. With those, it is so important, as with regular vacuum cleaners, that the inner elements are well made, you know, steel motors, brass pumps, brass gears, things like that. It may even be more important on a shampooer. Not only will having a shampooer made with durable components, you know, assure a long life, but it also enables the machine to effectively extract as much as of the dispersed liquid as it can. You know, one of the many caveats with shampooing carpet is that the longer the moisture remains, you know, soaked in the carpet, the greater the likelihood is for mold to grow and set in. And in case you don't realize it, that is a health risk. This is why we take such delight, really, in offering the best, the most well-made products in all of floor care. One, if you know, I don't throw some jubilation in my direction, who will? But look, this is what will separate the shampooers that we carry from what you will find anywhere on the market. And the two that I carry truly are the best you will find. And the first one I want to talk about is the Hoover Heavy Duty Pet Shampooer. Now, don't let this little description, this cognomen, scare you. It is heavy duty in performance, and it's heavy duty in quality. But it is truly easy to use, and it is easy to maneuver. It's no worse than the average weight of an upright vacuum. This is simple to use. It has two reservoirs, a clean bucket and a dirty water bucket. And instead of just one brush roll, this machine, this heavy-duty Hoover that we carry, is equipped with two brush rolls that spin in opposite directions. The benefit of this is that it's going to agitate these carpet fibers, one with twice the efficiency of any other residential shampooer. But also, this agitation works whether you're pushing it in any direction. Now, what I mean by that, you may have heard on most vacuums, the brush roll that you've got is turning, it's going forward, so that your best line of cleaning is always going to be on the back stroke because you're working against the grain. Well, on this heavy-duty shampooer, with these two brush rolls that move in opposite directions this way, you can go forward, you can go backward, you can go left, you can go right. It's going to agitate efficiently either way you go, really in any direction. And as a shampooer should, this heavy-duty Hoover has a steel motor. It's got brass pump and brass gears. And this is going to last a long time. Also, because of these components being made that way, the dry time is about 20 minutes. Now, folks, that is a fraction of the time any other residential shampooer on the market can boast. One of the commonest complaints that I get from other shampooers is that, they use it. It's picking up some water. You can see it working. But they're complaining that they're waiting an hour and a half, 2 hours. Heck, sometimes I'm hearing that it's all day before this carpet becomes bone dry. With this shampooer, especially in this little corner of the South that we live in, we're going to have either the heat going or the air conditioner, most probably the air conditioner. You give it 20 minutes after you're through, that carpet truly will be bone dry. Now, this shampooer, I've got it in stock. We have got it for $249.95. It comes with a 1-year warranty that we cover. No need for receipts, but there's also opportunities to increase the warranty and add cleaning packages. Now, the next one I want to talk about is the Bissell Commercial Shampooer. Now, the best way to describe this one, this incredible shampooer, is that this is analogous to the Rug Doctor. Anybody that has walked into a Walmart and after you leave out of there and you recover from the depression that you suffer, you'll look over and see the rental shampooers or Rug Doctors. It looks something like that, except ours is far better, far more efficient. This machine, made like the Hoover that I just previously mentioned, with steel motors, brass pumps, and brass gears, but instead of one motor, this thing is equipped with two motors, so you've got twice the suction. You've got two tanks, but these are large capacity tanks, 1.75 gallons. So you've got tons of room. This is quite simply the best, most efficient shampooer in the business. We've got it in stock. Look, this one is the best. It's $5.99, but this thing has got an incredible warranty, and it comes with tons of warranty with service packaging with this. We use this also, the same shampooer, as our rental. Now, we've got this rental for $59.95. We joke oftentimes that it is the most expensive rental. We've only got a little bit of time, but I can squeeze this all in. For $59.95, you pay nothing else. You get the cleaning fluid, and always when you receive it, it has been cleaned and deodorized and disinfected. You don't have to worry with the previous renter put it through. When you pick it up from our location, it is clean, deodorized, disinfected. All you have to worry about is cleaning. Bring it back without having to clean it up, because that is my job. So check this one out. This is the Bissell Heavy Duty Commercial Shampooer. We've got it for rent, and we've got it for sale, and also our Hoover Heavy Duty Pet Shampooer, the best residential on the market. This is the Talking Dirty Show. Stay with us. We've got more great products to talk about. Thank you.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Yes, this time it is David Lord. You're here with A&A Vacuum Art. Well, hello, Phil. I didn't even see you standing right there. So, we got two locations, folks. West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, it is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Check out our webpage, folks. It is aavacuum.net. It is literally the place to go for your information about floor care. I want to take some time to talk about our incredible repair guys.
Yes.
We have a great service department. It is it's first class, but that's not what makes it great. What makes it great are the guys that work in it and how our repairs work. And again, later on, you can go online and I actually go through the process of what we do with a machine. But literally, it starts with you come in. I don't care when you come. I don't care when you bought it. None of that matters, or where you bought it. I don't care. I just want you to let me know what's going on with it, and how quickly do you need it? Do you need it today? Yesterday? Do you need it in 3 days? Mm-hmm. Because we're going to try to make that happen. So first thing we do is look it over real quick. We need just a couple of minutes. That way I can be precise on our estimates, because our estimates are always free. After that, we end up taking it down and breaking down the entire machine. We take all the parts of it off. We put all those parts in a large basin, and we add specific ingredients, a germ-killing ingredient and a smell-killing ingredient, and we kind of make a cocktail out of it. And if it doesn't blow up, it should clean your vacuum very, very well. But again, you got to remember, why would we go to that far? Well, most of the people complain about pet odors. Well, let me tell you what happens. Pet hair decomposes, so it's not like human hair. So while it sets in the container or in the bag, it literally gets impregnated into the plastic, and it becomes part of that. So there are people that wipe down their vacuums all the time, then they cut it back on, and guess what? It still smells like Fido. So that's why we have to take it down all the way, and then while we're letting that set and soak, then we get busy cleaning, lubricating, and blowing out the motor. So some of this is literally done in a covered, let's say, room. It's a large area that is covered. I got fans going. Can you imagine the amount of coronavirus that would be in our store if we blew all those motors out in our store?
So, I think we're immune to it.
Well, we probably are now. But so we take them outside, and then we blow them out, and we service everything in the motor, because, again, that is so, so important. As we go through the machine, it's just a check that you look. If we look for bad spots in the cord, if you don't see copper, then you're safe. If you do, look, we can talk about changing a cord, but then I got some other great ways to fix that area, repair it, and make it safe and sturdy for you. So, again, I'm always looking for the best and cheapest way to do things, and then speed. speed is our other thing, and that's going to be the first thing you see when you walk in, is a bunch of old grown men running around like they were 16 years old again and chasing girls. So for sure, check out our before and after pics. While everybody in the store repairs, and look at it this way, nobody gets a commission. Everybody does repairs, and everybody does repairs because when you come in, you're looking for real information. By the time you get to us, you've already been online and gotten nothing, then you've gone to other stores, and you sit, hey, there's nobody coming to talk to you.
No reply at all.
Definitely not. So you can do that, but at the end of the day, you're finally, by the time you come to us, you're going to be looking for real information, and we can't give you that if we don't work on a vacuum cleaner. So everybody works on them, but the majority of our repair work is done by Anthony Patrick and Devarius McClendon. They put out a lot of repairs. That is their sole job, is repairs all day long. And thank goodness for them, it allows us the confidence to go out, show you products that are the best, and tell you how you're not going to spend any money after you get this product, because that's what's important to me. Now, while I've got a chance, I want to send a special thanks to a gentleman by the name of Raymond McConnell. He brought in a Dyson not too long ago. Now, we're talking about a $600 vacuum. And he could see where the problem was. He just couldn't get to it. And it would take about 12 tools to get to it, because that's what companies do now. So he went online. He did all the things you normally do. First, you go online and you email and you wait for replies. Finally, he couldn't stand it anymore. He said, I'm going to put this phone on speaker, and I'll be able to do whatever I want to do and just wait this thing out. So he spent about 45 minutes on the phone with somebody. And finally, the best he could get is, hey, we're going to send you this part. And he knew right then, they have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm going to go down to A&A Vacuum. Now, the good news is for him, when he told us that story, we said, okay, this repair is about $145, $150 bucks. Here's what we'll do for you. We're going to do it for $79.95 as long as we can use you to make us look good. So,
honest.
Listen, don't get any ideas. I can't do that with everybody. But again, he's got a warranty on it. This thing's less than a year old. But I'm going to give you an example of what he got, because after he left, I said, you know what? Let's pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Let's just call Dyson. And so,
thank you for calling Dyson. We are interested in your feedback on how we can provide the best service to you.
Oh, they are interested.
Would you be willing to have us call you back within a few minutes after the call to answer a few brief questions about your experience today? Please press 1 if you would like to provide feedback. Press 2 if you do not wish to provide. Thank you for calling Dyson. Due to the developing situation with coronavirus, we've temporarily closed a number of our call centers for the safety of our employees.
Oh, no.
However,
but thanks for buying.
The following options to tell us what you're calling about so that we can recommend the best way to receive the care you need.
Okay, so I'm going to spare you the rest. Finally, where that worked out is, we waited. We had to push a few more numbers. Beep, beep, beep. So we do that. And then at the end, it plays some great music. And somebody will get to me as soon as they can. So I think about another 30 minutes, I put it on speakerphone, and then that was the end of that.
Yes.
It's not even a Dyson thing. I don't want people to think that, because I carry Dyson in my store. I sell them. I work on them all the time. My pet peeve is, you're buying a $600 vacuum, you get it in, you open the box, you assemble it by yourself, you hope you get everything where it's supposed to go, you cut it on and run it, and you know what? I'll bet every vacuum from $39 to $3,200, the day you take it out of a box works pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's the day after and the day after and the day after, and then as things start falling apart, that's when you start having trouble. Well, in this case, less than a year. And their solution, as so many companies do this, because now brands that you think are brands like Hoover or Eureka, they don't exist anymore. People just pay for the name and they put it on their machine. So as a result, Dirt Devil, of all things, ends up owning Hoover, Dirt Devil, and Orec. And guess what? The service is just as bad on all three. You're getting a machine. They say you've got a warranty. It's in black and white. And guess what? The devil's in the details. Because as long as they don't answer the phone, guess what? You still don't have a warranty. And I just was so pleased that Mr. Raymond came in and literally told us that story and just said, you know, do what you can. And you know what? We felt we had to do something. Yes. Look, even in the year's time, he either hasn't used it or he's taken very good care of it. But that's the shame of it all. Anything you buy from us, you come right to our store. I will not put you on hold. We're going to address the problem quickly. Look, sometimes, and let's be honest, just like Dyson said too, I realize COVID's out there. It affects things that I would never believe it would affect. But our job is to stay on it. Look, I can't make parts get here, but I can keep you aware of when the parts are going to be in and how soon we can get this fixed. For people that buy our Infinity vacuum line, and again, what is our Infinity vacuum line? It is the very best vacuums made with the greatest warranty and service plan ever given. You won't have to worry about any of that. All of that is taken care of. So all I care is if you were vacuuming and you went, wow, it's starting to smell like my dog. That's okay. You can bring it down, get it cleaned for free. Yes. It's part of it. Or free is so good. It just makes you feel good. Yep. But the idea is that you pay for it once, and then that's the end of that. And that's what I want you to think about, is buying a vacuum one time and not worrying about it for up to 7 years. Look, you're going to get 15 years out of one of these Infinity machines. But we want to keep it spotless clean for you, and we want to serve you like we have done for three generations.
And if I may interject real quick, for you in the cleaning business, please perk your ears up on this. First of all, you don't have time when you're trying to make a living to spend 45 minutes on a phone to get nothing done. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the advantage with our, you know, crack shot team of repairmen, but also these Infinity programs, you quite literally will not have to deal with any trouble. The only thing you will pay for is bags.
Yeah.
Filters are included. Cleaning is included. And you get that done as often as you want. Pets are an issue in probably, you know, every other home that you do. And that is going to have an effect on what you take over and advertise to the next house that you're doing.
Well, that's so true, Tone.
So this is such an advantage for those of you in the cleaning business, as well as those of you just wanting to take care of your home to the best of your ability.
Well said. Okay, Tone, you did that beautifully.
Well, yeah.
You got the job.
You know what? I'm here for another week. <so.
laughs> Folks, this is Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum. We're going to be right back.
Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually Tony Lord in our final segment, but never fear, David is not left yet. He is to my right.
Please.
And I've got Phil Bush across the way. He is flapping nose gums.
Am. Yes, he is. We cannot get the man to shut up.
What?
Folks, we've got two locations you need to come see us at. In Mobile, we are on Cottage Hill Road, about a block to block and a half west of University. The number out there is 661-3549. In Baldwin County, our Fairhope location is on Highway 98. It's about half a mile south of Thomas Hospital, next to Radio Shack and the Movement Center, and across the street from Old Time Feed. The number there is 928-9286. Folks, we are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 during the week, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. Sunday is a day of rest for us, so we won't be there. But we'll be back on Monday.
Rest for you.
Yeah,
my wife has all kinds of plans for me.
We're doing Sunday chores. But, hey, the internet is always going. Go to our website Monday through Sunday, aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. I have that written on the palm of my hand, remember. Folks, it is quite frankly the finest website for vacuums ever. It's so navigable, and you will get all the information you need. If you're a little reticent to come into a specialty store, you can look at our entire lineup. There are little tutorial videos, so you can get little three-minute snaps on various products we've got. And if there are things you're interested in, shampooers or our Infinity program, which we are the home of the Infinity vacuum, you can click on these little squares. It'll give you all kinds of information on that particular area of your interest. So go there at AAVACUUM. And David, you got some things to talk about in our last segment.
I always have things to talk about. You never have to ask me. Dave has things to talk about.
Do you want to talk?
So I'm going to talk about rechargeables because they are the hottest thing around. Not that robot vacs are not still hot, but I think people are starting to say to themselves, you know what? My robot likes to run over my dog's poop and smear it all over the house. And you know what? When you're running your rechargeable vacuum, well, I hope you don't really do that. But you have the ability to avoid it.
Yes.
So if it does come in with that, I know you meant to do it. But our store is set up. I mean, we are the leaders in the rechargeable vacuums. I have the largest rechargeable section anywhere in this town. I carry companies by the name of Cirrus, which makes a great rechargeable for around $250.
Yes.
Simplicity is an American company. I now have three different machines from them that are all rechargeables. We have the Orec rechargeable. It's called Orec Pod. It's actually very, very good.
Yes, it is.
Of course, we carry the Dyson. I mean, we couldn't open our doors if we didn't have Dyson in our store. So we definitely have those. We have Shark. And then, as you probably have heard in the past, we've had our Miele rep, Rick Fetch, on here before.
Yep.
The Miele Home Care Triflex is probably our most expensive and very, very best one. But I got them in every price range. They're all very good, so you almost can't go wrong. It's really a matter of what features really speak out to you,
Yes. And
that is the beauty of our store. You always get to try before you buy, so when you come in, you have an opportunity to have it in your hand, run around with it, see if it's too heavy, see how it works under furniture, see how it does transitioning from carpet to bare floor. But I will tell you, even if you have, and I'm one of these people, I have a great top-of-the-line Infinity vacuum. Of course I do.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad. But I love that vacuum. But the fact is, carrying it up two different flights of steps, I just can't and don't want to do that anymore. So I still use it. I still like having it around. But I'd say 75% of the time, I can get out. I happen to own a Miele Triflex. And I'm telling you what, whether it's shag rugs, whether it's wood floors, I've got wood, tile, some rollout stuff that's supposed to look like marble.
Yeah.
And then we've got a rug in every room, and three of them are these thick shag things that I swore we were never going to have. And guess what? We got three of them. But it does well on all surfaces. Believe it or not, I've got two rugs where I actually have to turn the speed down.
Yeah.
The suction is so great, the whole rug will lift off the floor. And I've never thought I would have to say, I've got a rechargeable and I have to turn the suction down. on it to make it work even better.
Yes.
So anyway, I just want you to know we carry the best. We have most of them on our site. I'm in the process of getting them all on there. But for goodness sakes, again, if you have a chance and you can take a 10, 15-minute drive out to our stores, you can come in and try them. Again, I'm going to tell you, we're not going to ask for the sale.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Aren't we horrible salespeople?
We really are, but we're really not even horrible salespeople. Dave, you're about to make fun of me, but I would refer to us as harbingers of information. And that's really...
Oh, I'm so going to make fun of you
yes,
for that
indeed.
One. Yes,
indeed.
Yes, I've recorded. Flag that tape.
I'm going to enjoy every bit of it. But honestly, you know, as far as this Mila is concerned, if you know, we've got all these different price, you know, price categories, but if somebody is truly looking for the best, that Mila is no more expensive than the best Dyson on the market.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yes.
And it's got so many. It's the Home Care Mila Triflex, and there are so many features that make it the best. Because you're absolutely right. You wind up not using your incredible vacuum that you've had for a couple of years that was the best because this thing is so efficient. It's the only rechargeable that will stand upright
yes.
on its own.
And that was one of the big reasons why I got it.
That's right.
I don't want to hang it somewhere. When I'm vacuuming and I want to cut it off and move something, which I don't do often, I don't like to cut off because I have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I can move things around. It doesn't fall over. I don't
yes.
have to lay it on the ground. I mean, isn't that silly to take a very expensive product and go, here, let's lay this thing on the ground.
And
we'll
slide forward.
Oh, don't you know it.
Exactly.
So, but what I want you to know is we've got every price range, and my thought process has changed on rechargeables, and that's really thanks to Dyson and the incredible improvements that they paved the way for everyone else to follow. Before then, the only time you had a rechargeable vac is literally when they walk in the door, you can vacuum in that one spot because mm-hmm. that's about all that's going to last. So the ones they're making now, their concept, most of them, is to try to replace the upright vacuum.
Yes.
Not that you will, but that you're getting a machine that you don't mind getting out. You don't feel like you haven't cleaned well. I am not kidding. You know, again, pets are the part of this. Every time I run that Mila, it is halfway full.
Yes.
Every single time. And the amount of hair from a dog that has very short hair, it is unbelievable. So, again, these can really deep clean as well as use attachments and get the baseboards and the ceilings and everything else, and robot vacs can't do that.
Yes.
So on that note, I'm going to shut up because I know soon that Gladys Knight and the Pips will be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
When that happens, that's Dad and Mom, and they send us in every day. There is no way we start our store every day without thinking about them. They started this process. And everything we do is really to do exactly what made us successful by the man who made us successful. So that's Mr. Chuck Lord and Patricia Lord. So, Mom, Dad, we love you. And, folks, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
All right.
He couldn't make it. So he's leaving the life he's come to know.